everybody. This is just a quick State of the Union podcast. Since we're entering 2018, I thought I'd stop and give an update about how the podcast is going. We have some survey feedback to give, get feedback from, I guess, from the survey. And then we have a DVD giveaway that I'll announce the winner for. So I'm just going to be quickly going through a couple of episodes ago. I put out a survey on the episode descriptions where you guys could answer a couple questions about what you liked about the podcast, what you didn't like about the podcast, and other such feedback and things like that. So I'll be going through that, announcing changes that we might make or will make some minor changes to the show based on that feedback. And otherwise, pretty much that's about it. And I just wanted to start off by just saying thank you. Thank you for listening to the show. It's much appreciated. This is, you know, sort of the main hobby of my lifetime at this point, which as you get older, you kind of realize that your time gets taken up in ways that you don't really expect, and you don't have as much time for hobbies as you used to have. If I could go back and redo my college years, I think it would just be to spend more time with the hobbies that I have now, if I was assuming that I was going to be the same person I was right now. If I went back in time and nothing changed, I didn't have a butterfly effect or anything like that, I would have spent more time with my hobbies because I had a ton of time back then. You don't have a lot of time now. So you kind of have to decide what you want to do. I can't play drums as much as I used to. I can't do things like that. I can't really do photography. I take the camera out every once in a while. I forget how to use the damn thing. But the podcast is the primary way I spend my free time, my hobby, the thing that I get the most enjoyment out of at this point outside of family and friends and all that stuff. But yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for listening. You guys make it possible. It's very much appreciated, all the comments and feedback and everything. And I really appreciate the sort of feedback and community that we've built here. It's a bunch of good people talking about Star Trek, which is always fun. No one's taking things too seriously. It's a lot of good back and forth and a lot of different opinions. And I don't know. I think we're having fun with it. I like having the guests come on to talk to them. I like, sort of discussing the stuff, hashing it out, going off on tangents that are related to it and all that stuff. And it's been a lot of fun. I'm really appreciative that you guys listen and you're enjoying the show. And I wanted to say thank you very much. And I wish you all a very happy 2018. So, going forward with the podcast into 2018, we sent out that survey, as I mentioned. We got some feedback. So I thought I'd give just sort of general, I'm not going to get into specifics about what people said. I'll just give some like general feedback. We asked what people like about it, what people don't like about the show, some changes they would suggest, and just basically got their sense about Patreon, whether or not they're a patron and what they would need to become a patron. So I just wanted to say that in general, the things people like are basically the format of the show. The things people like were much more less specific than the criticisms, which is usually the way the things go. We got about 10% of the listener base to respond to the survey, which is, according to a Google search I did, about normal for an online survey. You get about 10% of anybody who does something will fill out a survey. The DVDs maybe didn't entice people as much as I thought that they would, which is fine. Oh, I guess I should announce that too. The winner of the DVDs is listener Nick, who is a patron as well, and he was number 30. Random.org selected number 30, and Nick's name came up. So I mailed out the DVDs. He got them the day after Christmas, I think. He said he got them. He emailed me. So Nick, enjoy. Thank you for filling out the survey, and enjoy the DVDs. Everyone else, sorry you didn't win this time, but there'll be plenty of time going forward in the future. There's a lot of Star Trek left. We'll be doing more giveaways like that. So the things people like, in general, it is basically just the format and style of the show, our sort of objective focus, and the mix of humor and insight into these things. The thing that surprised me was people thought that we had a respectful tone with each other. I don't know what other shows you're listening to where people are disrespectful to each other, but I think I know what you mean. I'm just kind of being facetious, but the tone is just kind of a thing of people who aren't taking it too seriously and discussing these on an episode by episode basis. The style and the format people seem to like. They like the mix of information and sort of conversation about the episode. They like the fact that they're guests, and they like the fact that people are new to the series occasionally, especially Deep Space Nine. People who haven't seen it before are coming on, like Amy and Clay hasn't seen any of them. So it's good to get that sort of outsider perspective. And I haven't seen all of Deep Space Nine in a long time. So a lot of it is, I'm kind of a mix. I know everything that's going to happen, and I know sort of the broad strokes of what happens, but I'm also kind of new to it. So it's been a lot of fun talking about it, and I think people seem to enjoy it. So that's the things that people like, sort of the format, the general format, the way that the show carries itself, and the sort of mix of humor. We try to be funny. Sometimes it fails. Sometimes it works okay, I suppose. But people seem to think that it's a rare occurrence in Star Trek podcasts, which was a recurring theme of some of the comments, which is interesting. And I think that's just the fact that we don't take ourselves too seriously, basically. We're not super fans of the series. I'm a fan of Star Trek, but I wouldn't call ourselves super fans. We've never been to conventions or anything like that, so it's sort of a detached fandom. Things people do not like about the podcast, this is probably the more stuff that we can actually take action on. No one likes the solo podcasts. I think the politest response was just you should mix in more guest podcasts with your solo podcast. But in general, people don't really like the solo podcast, which is fine. I don't take that personally. I would have rather have not done solo podcasts. I was operating under the assumption that people would rather get an episode than not an episode. And the feedback actually seems to be that people would rather have a delay in the release of an episode if I had to wait for a guest as opposed to me doing it solo, which is fine, which is good. That's the opposite of what I actually thought people expected or people wanted. And so it's good to know it's the other way. So going forward, I'll probably hold off on doing solo podcasts and wait until there's a guest coming on and we can, you might have to wait a couple days for that to happen based on everyone's schedule, but that'll be the way that we'll handle this going forward. So the solo podcast should be a very rare event going forward. The second thing people did not like was, which actually kind of ties into the solo podcast and our solution to that, the infrequent release schedule. I know that I miss days. We're normally supposed to release these on Monday and Thursday. I miss days every once in a while. I try to avoid that and get around it by doing the solo podcast, but people seem to really not like the solo podcast, so we won't do that anymore, which might lead to a more infrequent release schedule. I will try to be better about that. I need to do better at scheduling. I need to have just sort of people not lined up, but I need to be more organized about how I book and schedule people's appointments to sort of get these things out on a regular basis. And I think that the infrequent release schedule and the guest approach could actually be fixed by something that we'll talk about later on. People thought that the length of the episodes are either too long or too short. It was like a 50-50 split. So I think we'll stick with what we've got. I always aimed for about 45 minutes. And when we go over an hour, I feel like it drags at that point. I feel we run out of stuff to talk about after about 45 minutes. So when they go to an hour, we're just repeating ourselves. And 30 minutes are really more the rare occurrence where the episode isn't that good and there's not a lot to talk about. In my opinion, I do feel that 45 minutes is the sweet spot for a podcast length in my sort of experience, in my opinion, anyway. And lastly, a few people just thought that sometimes we were overly negative, which I don't know if I agree with, really. I feel that we, sometimes when you're stuck in ruts like season one of DS9, you tend to get come across as more negative because you repeat the same criticism over and over again. It's not like those episodes are really very different from each other. So the same problems are occurring for 20 episodes in a row, and you kind of just talk it to death after a while. I think we could probably do a better job of adding positivity to the show, or at least talking about the things that are good in episodes that are good. We even in good episodes, we tend to focus on the stuff that we can criticize and say is bad, which is just kind of the nature. It's much easier to criticize things than it is to praise the good stuff. We'll try to focus on that. I'll be more aware of that in the future going forward. So we might not change the amount of negativity we have, but we'll try to temper it with a little bit more positivity. Suggested changes to the show. People want more Clay, which is not complicated. It's an issue that's obviously, it's up to Clay. Clay has a busy life. He's got his own job. He's got his own stuff to do. He does a bunch of stuff anyway. He does the Real Ripe and Real Rotten. He does a lot of the Star Trek episodes. I would, especially moving into DS9, it's getting tougher. I didn't realize how quickly we'd run into the issues of not being familiar with the universe of DS9. I thought you wouldn't really run into serialization questions like who are the Vedics until maybe later on in the series. And it's surprising how quickly it happens. DS9 is really different from TNG in that the universe of the station is much more important to the show than the universe of the ship is in The Next Generation. You can really drop into TNG episodes in a way that you can't do it in DS9. I would like a more consistent guesting thing. So we'll see what we can do, but that'll also, more Clay will tie into something else that we'll touch on at the very end. And I haven't talked to Clay about that or anything. I don't want to push anything on him, and I'm just, I'm assuming. I haven't actually heard anything from him, and I don't think he listens to the podcast, so I wouldn't expect him to hear that. But The next thing would be more guests rather than solo. Delay the podcast if need be. We talked about that. Delaying the Discovery podcast to a day after. We brought this up at the end of our Discovery coverage where I thought that maybe I needed another day. I don't want to record on Sunday night anymore. It's too late. I'm tired and I think that the episodes suffered from it. So we'll probably delay Discovery to we'll watch the episode Sunday, talk about it Monday, and then have the episode up on Tuesday. So starting next week, the episodes will be on Discovery will be on Tuesday, and then DS9 will be on Thursday, and that'll be the schedule for the rest of the Discovery season. And then we'll go back to the Monday Thursday thing when DS9 doubles up once Discovery ends. Shorter clips. People generally like the clips in the episodes. There's a minority of people that don't, but most people do seem to like adding the like clips from the show into the episodes. I will focus on doing shorter ones. I do sometimes tend to record too long of a clip and I have trouble editing it down because I feel like you're missing the point of the entirety of the scene when I cut it down. Although that's kind of silly because everyone's familiar with the episode. So I will do a better job to have shorter clips. You might have also noticed that some of the episodes get taken down from YouTube, and it's because CBS claims them and they give me copyright strikes and they reverse them after a while, but they do take them down for a week or so and they give me a strike and I have to write to them and ask them to reverse it because I think that it's obviously a fair use type thing with what we're doing here. And I don't know if the longer clips are what causes that to happen. I don't know if it's just the fact that the episode is called Star Trek DS9 episode title, and they think that if it's a 45-minute episode, I've just uploaded the episode into YouTube. So I don't know, but shorter clips might fix that. But I just wanted to kind of bring that up as an FYI. If you notice that episodes go down, especially just on YouTube, they don't take the MP3s down. If you notice they're missing on YouTube, that's what has happened. I try to upload it as soon as I can. And then if they release the video, which they have done for the four or five times that it's happened so far, I just put that one back up. Multi-part episodes, which are the two-parters. We should be doing them in one podcast. That was a suggestion a few people had. I agree with that. I think we will do that. So any episode that has a part one and part two, we will discuss as a single podcast episode going forward. It allows you to cover the story more completely. You understand the entire story. You're not left with a cliffhanger and you're not sure of what you can talk about and what you can talk about in that podcast episode. No more of the, did this happen in part two? I can't really remember. So we'll hold off on talking about it. We'll just watch the entire story and then, do it as one podcast. If the episodes have different titles, we'll take them on a single standalone basis. So like the Bajoran coup arc was the Homecoming, the Circle, and the Siege. We'll do those as standalone episodes if it's not part one and part two. So that's it. Those are the general thoughts. So suggestions for things that will be changed. We'll delay instead of solo podcast. We'll have shorter clips. The two-parters will be in one podcast. And we'll try to get the length about 45 minutes and all that stuff. Otherwise, the show will be staying the same. So it's a bunch of minor changes, but I really appreciate the feedback. Thank you very much. It's nice to know how people found the show. It's nice to know how they listen. All that information was very useful. And just the sort of minor, you know, little like annoyances that people have with the show that maybe we can fix. And hopefully these will take care of a lot of them. For the more complicated changes, which include things like more clay and more content in general, including going back to the Patreon, two podcasts a week. After we launched Real Ripe and Real Rotten, we went from two Patreon podcasts, exclusive podcasts, down to one, just because the Real Ripe and Real Rotten kind of takes the place of that. People generally seem to want more Patreon podcasts with more movie coverage and more general sci-fi stuff. And that sort of ties into the more clay stuff. And it all comes down to the fact that the show is only really possible because of the patrons on Patreon. If there was no Patreon, I probably would have stopped doing this after TNG. Because while we were doing this during TNG, I'm actually losing money just by YouTube because the cost of the hosting of the MP3 and the cost of the general production of everything actually, you know, you don't make any money on YouTube. So the cost of doing that actually sinks me slightly into the red. It's not like I'm throwing money out the window, but it's not a productive, it was not a productive enterprise until the Patreon appeared. And so the patrons are really the reason that the show is continuing because without them, I wouldn't be able to do all of this stuff. And their support is like paramount to this whole enterprise. I don't have the ads, as I mentioned. I refuse to do ads on the show. We have the YouTube ads, but if you really care about ads, you would just listen to the MP3 because we don't have any ads at all on that. So whatever minor money you get from YouTube is just sort of, you know, negligible compared to what the Patreon brings in. And so the only way to get more stuff, it's kind of a chicken and the egg situation. Like to be more stuff, there has to be more Patreon support because it costs money to get all the things that we have to watch. I have to pay somebody, like if Clay were to become a more standard guest, I would have to pay him a little bit more. I pay him slightly, a very small amount of the Patreon just for the Real Ripe and Real Rotten stuff. And I feel it's only fair to him to, if he's giving that amount of time, that I have to be able to support him. So, you know, support him like I'm some kind of sugar daddy to be able to pay him for his time, basically. I think that that's fair. I think that that is totally reasonable as a mid-30s something person. I have no qualms about the cost of all this stuff. Like, time is money. And the patrons, everyone, you just give them a round of applause, basically, because they are the reason that we're doing DS9, the reason we do Real Ripe and Real Rotten, and we'll be continuing on with the other Star Trek shows. And I say that not to guilt trip people, but just to make them aware of, you know, we're not a YouTube channel where it's these kids who do this for a full-time job type thing, where you've grown to expect a lot of content. We don't have that much free time. So the only way to justify spending more time is if it actually becomes a part-time job. And a part-time job would carry a certain amount of support from it. And that's all. And if not, I'm perfectly happy going the way that we are. This is perfectly fine. The Patreon is more than enough to cover the needs of what the show does now with Real Ripe and Real Rotten and the Star Trek podcast. So I don't want to sound too long-winded or too unappreciative. I'm very appreciative of the patrons at Patreon. They make the show possible, as I've said multiple times. But that's really the only way. That's the way to change the show, basically. If you want more consistency and you want a strict release schedule to the point where I feel obligated because it's kind of a job, then Patreon is the way to go. So you go to patreon.com/thePenskeyfile. Hopefully people didn't take offense to that. I'm not trying to beg for money or anything. I'm very happy with the way things are going. The Patreon is more successful than I would have thought possible. The show is doing well. Get a lot of great feedback, a lot of listens, a lot of downloads, YouTube views. And if you're curious, the MP3s actually do much better than the YouTube views do. So if you wonder what the sort of numbers of the show, the YouTube views are maybe a third of things, maybe slightly at that point. So that kind of gives you a sense of what the audience is. And that's about it. Thank you very much. I hope you guys are enjoying 2018, early 2018 so far. Otherwise, that's about all we've got to talk about. Thank you very much for listening to the show. It's much appreciated. We enjoy doing it. It's a lot of fun. It's a great time. We're enjoying doing Real Ripe and Real Rotten, the film podcast. We like doing the Patreon films. It's a lot of fun to talk about those things. We did the AMA on Patreon, which is a lot of good times. And yeah, it's very enjoyable at this point. So the Star Trek show will continue. DS9 is continuing. I'll try to make those minor changes I mentioned before, the sort of small things like no solo podcasts and stuff like that. That'll be a part of it going forward. But otherwise, I just wanted to say thank you very much for listening. Really appreciated. And we will see you guys in a couple days with Invasive Procedures as we continue our march into season 2 of DS9. Happy 2018, everybody. Thanks a lot. See you later.